Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you this evening is Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
Once again, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features for free. The main feature of the site actually allows you to control the content. So if you find something online that you'd like to share with us, you can just submit it as show prep, and then it'll pop up on the site, and other listeners can vote as to whether they like or dislike it, and you get to vote on things as well. The most liked will make it to the front page in the top of the website at freetalklive.com, and it was actually freetalklive.com is where I went to find out about the latest on the Evan Emery story, which we talked about in the last hour, the young man who has been sentenced to 60 days in jail, plus a crazy two-year probation. And on top of that, he can't be in any place where there might be kids under the age of 17. All for making a YouTube video, which was of questionable taste. Clearly, some people liked it, and some people didn't. But because some people were offended, they believed that this young man should go to jail. And it was just, it's just a crazy situation where he took a plea bargain on a what was originally a child pornography manufacturing charge, which could have been 20 years in prison. He was scared to death of that as a possibility. Even whether that was realistic or not is another question. But when you're facing fear, like somebody like Evan Emery would be, where he's never been involved in the legal system before, he doesn't know anything about it, pretty much like most people don't. When you're in that fear-based situation, you're probably not thinking very rationally at that time. And you've got a lawyer who doesn't want to work. The lawyer just wants to collect, you know, 10 grand to hold your hand through the process of taking a plea bargain, probably.
I would guess lawyers.
Yeah, well, some of them aren't so bad. But
Some of them are using the system to make themselves more wealthy. Some of them are trying to protect people, and they have to get compensated for their work.
I would bet that that would be what happened in this case. The lawyer cashed in on an easy job, took a kid who was scared to death, and, you know, made him feel a little bit better about the whole process. And then, you know, oh, look, man, we got your deal. Hey, instead of 20 years, you're only going to be doing 60 days in jail. And now he's in jail, and it's just horrifying.
And endeared himself to the court by acknowledging that his client did a bad thing, and he's very sorry. And I'm sure those are points that he can cash in on some other dirtbag down the road. You know?
Yep. It's just so sad. It's outrageous. In fact, not only is it sad what happened to Evan Emery, because he certainly didn't deserve what happened to him for making a raunchy adult comedy video.
I don't think that the video is the problem here. Personally, I think that the problem is the so much forethought that went into it. The fact that he has to lie to the teacher and lie to the principal in order to get in and do the song for the kids so that he can then edit the video and then turn it into this joke video for his friends. I mean, it's a prank, and it's difficult to, you know, just the kind of time the kid put into it. I mean, it's so premeditated.
It's okay. That's okay.
It's okay,
right?
With you.
You have to think about it. Well, so what's wrong with it?
Some parents aren't going to like it. Nobody likes to be the butt of a joke.
It's fine. It's okay. I understand that they don't like it, but there's no damage that has occurred.
Winning in court is about swaying the jury to your side.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have...
He never should have been in court in the first place. That's what's so outrageous about this, Mark.
It's a waste of taxpayer money, that's for sure.
Match, folks, are going back and forth.
Don't you agree?
Watch him, Mark. I mean, absolutely, I'm on your side.
He never should have been in court in the first place, and I think Mark agrees with that. That this guy should have been left alone. He hadn't harmed anybody, and the idea that because somebody's offended, because you've taken a photo or video of their child and used it in a way they find inappropriate, because they're offended that they should get to see somebody be punished by going to jail for that?
And
it's outrageous.
And in this case, the burden is on the state to prove their case. The burden of proof is a little different in civil litigation. And you know what? If those parents thought that they had a case and they wanted to bring suit against...
Yeah, they could have,
against,
right?
Then they could have done that.
And they didn't.
But instead, to use the strong arm of the state to make people, you know, feel compelled to bow for being, what, rude and tasteless? Maybe, at worst?
It's a real shot against the concept of free speech. Obviously, we don't live in a free country. Anybody that pays a little bit of attention knows this. But clearly, things are getting worse as time goes on here. The guy's going to jail because he made a video on YouTube that somebody didn't like. I mean, that's essentially what has happened. How far away are we before somebody goes to jail because he's made a video critiquing some politician that the politician doesn't like? Or whatever. Whatever it is that comes next. Because the state never stops. It doesn't just stop here and say, well, this is as far as we'll ever go with putting people in jail for making YouTube videos.
Right.
Well, it's only when you pick on kids. We'll never do anything to anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Just give them time. Let's go to your phone calls. You can bring up anything you want. And if you think that Evan Emery should be put in a jail cell because he made a video with questionable lyrics that were kind of pornographic overlaid over video of children, I'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. We go to Evan, not Evan Emery, but a different Evan, calling from New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Evan.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Evan?
Hey, I had a couple quick things. Not on the subject, sorry, but first thing...
you don't have to be on the subject, it's Free Talk Live, so go ahead.
Yeah. First thing about taxes, just to be clear, none of you guys pay, right?
I'm not sure what you mean by that. I pay property taxes.
Income, sorry.
Mark does.
I fill out the income tax forms. I have been one of those lucky Americans among the 47%, I think it was, in 2009, that owed no tax burden.
Right.
So I don't pay.
Oh, okay.
But I don't file. I do not file the forms either. Michelle and I do not.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of in a situation where I work for a major corporation, but...
Why are you whispering?
He's not whispering. He's talking lowly.
Why are you walking and talking lowly?
Mark's in a mood. Just don't...
I just want to know why he's doing it.
Maybe he's at work right now. Are you at work right now?
No. No. All right, but, in my apartment. But, so I work for a corporation, and I don't make enough where I feel like I will even have to owe anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I'm trying to think of what I should do, if I should just...
Are you a slave?
No.
No, you're a free man. So you gotta give yourself proper self-talk. You don't owe anything. You owe nothing. You do not owe the fruit of your labor to any man, period, unless you contract with them. You haven't contracted with these people.
That much is true.
No.
If there was a guy who stole money from you and went out to the central area of your town and started handing out $10 bills, would you be wrong for going and taking those $10 bills from him?
You always use that one.
That's
correct
analogy. It's a very correct analogy. The fact is the government has robbed you for taxes, and when it comes to filing your return, you can fill out the 1040 EZ or whatever, and you get a check for $1,000. Fill it out, man.
Well, what was your question? I didn't really understand.
Well, my question is, I'm trying to decide if I should, in order for me not to them to take taxes, I have to fill out, a tax form for exemption, basically.
Yeah,
and
for withholding it before you have the deductions or whatever.
Yeah, and I was trying to think, what's worse, not filing for state income tax or federal, in terms of, damage control. In theory, if they were to, send you a note, who would first,
Good question. I have no idea.
I've never lived in a state that has state income tax.
Me neither. I lived in Florida, and I live now in New Hampshire, and so I've never had that situation to where I've even had to deal with a state income tax. I don't know. I would guess maybe the state would be more likely to come after you because they don't have unlimited pockets an unlimited wallet like the federal government.
They do in California. I mean, they go after you in California in the event that that you don't.
Right.
So are you considering filing as an exempt person from withholding and then just taking all your paycheck? Is that the idea?
Yeah.
Well, it's an interesting approach. The problem is when you're with a corporation, down the line, if they do come after you, then the corporation will just take out whatever the IRS or the state government wants to. So if the state government decides or the IRS decides that you owe this, then the corporation will just follow along and do whatever that they're told to do. So maybe it'll work for a while, and especially if you are going to leave that job or leave New York, and then work for somebody else somewhere else. If you're kind of jumping around, that might help to some extent mitigate how quickly they could come after you and how fast they come after you for state income tax. That would be a question for some New Yorkers, and if there are any of them listening tonight that want to share their experiences, certainly welcome to do so. Thanks for the call. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for Letty's Easter Countdown, the part of the radio show where Letty comes out and counts down.
It's only 3 days till Easter. I wonder if the Easter bunny and the Easter ham drew straws.
This has been Letty's Easter Countdown. Tune in tomorrow for another Easter message.
VeggieTales presents 'Twas the Night Before Easter. Get ready to celebrate the season and discover what helping others is really all about.
I've been working on an Easter-themed musical, Up with Bunnies.
We need a star.
Kathy Cassava.
She's big time.
It's an all-new Easter adventure full of bunnies, music, and love. Featuring American Idol finalist Melinda Doolittle as Cassie.
Helping one another.
VeggieTales 'Twas the Night Before Easter. Available at Walmart, Family Christian stores, and retailers everywhere. Own it today on DVD.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available, so get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there totally free, so enjoy them. Freetalklive.com features including the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. WIKIWiki.freetalklive.com.
Are you on any prescription medications? Are you getting your prescription medications at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your medications at discounts as high as 70% off. and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com, click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step of the way, and you'll save big time. I've gone through this process and visited their offices, and these are good folks. They have an outside company that tests all their drugs to make sure that there aren't any of these counterfeit drugs that you've been seeing on the news and that kind of thing. Meds.freetalklive.com.
All right, toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. Kevin is listening in Indy to WXNT. Hello, Kevin.
Hello. Hey. I thought this April 15th came and went pretty quietly. I was kind of shocked there wasn't much fanfare, but I...
Well, that's because it was April 18th, not the 15th this year, on account of Emancipation Day in Washington, D.C., and needing to give the bureaucrats the day off on Friday.
Wow.
Right. I mean, I'm sure that had something to do with it. And then, just like Emancipation Day, that's why I've been hearing so much about Abraham Lincoln. But in Texas, Juneteenth Day, which I think is the 19th of June, that's the day they celebrate when the Negroes were freed. And then there's been so much talk about Lincoln, and he didn't really care about emancipation. He just wanted to, you know, to keep the Union together, et cetera. So
that's,
I think, that kind
true.
Of
drowned.
Exactly. And then he always had all his enemies were his in his posts or in his cabinet, and then he had a racist vice president that, when the Civil War was over, didn't really, I mean, the North won the war, but the Civil War went on for 100 years until the Kennedys came along and gave us civil rights. So,
gave you civil rights. What does that mean?
Well, what I mean is that they started the movement for equal rights. That, you know, if the war had been over 100 years ago, and then everything had been put into place then.
Actually, I think there are some people in Nashville, Tennessee, and down in Alabama who kind of got that ball rolling. But anyway, your point.
Sure. Yeah, the Kennedys, and then Johnson followed up with the Civil Rights Act in 1964, and, you know, the rest is history. But the taxation, as you know, is just, we're all slaves to taxes, and that's the craziest part. I mean, and you're absolutely right about, like we talked about in this, about paying all the money to the private, to the school system, public schools, and all the monies that we spend. It's just, we're slaves to the economic system is the way I look at it.
We're slaves to the economic system? Or
no, slaves to the government.
Slaves to the government, economic system. I make every 50 cents of every dollar I make goes in taxes.
Yeah, that would be slaves to taxes and slaves to the government, not necessarily...
The economic system is thoroughly in bed with the government, but I like to say the government, because that's really the root of it all. The root of it all is that there's an organization of men and women out there, several organizations of men and women out there, that don't mind using violence and threats of violence to get what mm-hmm. they want. The corporations don't mind hanging along for the ride and, you know, who
lining
can blame
their pockets.
Them?
Because,
and it's interesting that you bring up slavery as well. Well, because slavery has not gone away. It has just changed form. It has sort of morphed into something that is a little more diffuse, a little more difficult to identify for people. Like, you and I understand, Kevin, that this is slavery, that if you don't own everything that you create for yourself, unless you've contracted to not own it, if you don't own the fruits of your labor, if somebody can come along and take 30%, they can take 50%, they can take 80%, they can take 100%. If somebody can do that to you, whatever...
Giving you permission to keep whatever you're getting to keep.
So as long as they can take something and you have nothing to say about it, if you can't stop that from happening, then you are essentially their slave. But the thing is, like back in the day with chattel slavery, It can be stopped. Mm-hmm. It's always been this way, in that there are more of us, the slaves, than there are of the slave masters, mm-hmm. right? There are far more of us than there are of them. But they managed to keep us down by keeping us indoctrinated.
Yep.
So the state runs
propaganda,
the school system.
Propaganda,
right?
Pinning us against each other.
Right, creating groups and you know,
the
getting
have,
people to
the
believe.
Have not.
Getting people to believe that another group is doing something to them, when in point of fact it's the state that's allowing them to do something to the other group in the first place. And just keeping people afraid, keeping the slaves down, and keeping any kind of unrest really very, very small. small, if at all, out there, keeping it very small by keeping everybody afraid of what might happen to them if they were to stand up to the slave masters. And all we have to do is just stand up. I mean, that's really all that it takes. It just takes people being able to find some courage and act like free human beings. Yes, some people, if they do stand up, are going to be attacked by the men with the whips, so to speak, the slave masters. They are going to be attacked. They're going to try to make an example out of you. That way they can scare the rest of the slaves into not doing anything. See? Look what we did to Wesley Snipes. Should be
Paul
afraid.
Paul Hogan, Martha Stewart. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, but things haven't changed in that slavery is still present, and there are still more of us than there are of them. It's just a matter of people finding courage and actually doing something to advance liberty in their lifetime.
And, you know, the other thing about when my parents were alive, they always wanted to have a reserve fund, a safety net, and our changing society, my parents would have a couple months' salary and a pantry full of food, but today a reserve net for most people is 30 pack of beer and a bag of weed. That's their reserve net. So,
hey. You've obviously never had to wait out a snowstorm.
No good reserve pack is without them.
Hey, yeah. Thanks, Kevin, for the call tonight. Okay. Appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. So, again, back to the whole standing up thing, finding mm-hmm. some courage. There was a video posted online of over at FreeKeen.com today, and there's been a lot of stuff actually over the last week at FreeKeen. So it's mixed in with some other things, but it was today. So just scroll down a little bit, and you can find it. It's a video of people standing up, specifically me in this case, standing up to one of the court security officers when they were trying to keep people out from having any cell phones or computers with them in the courtroom.
At Bob Constantine's
mm-hmm. trial for growing marijuana, and I was just not having it. I wanted to, you know, see how long I could go before they would threaten me with arrest. Mm-hmm. And it actually ended up being quite a long time. I mean, just kind of going back and forth with these security agents. My posture in the video is horrible, by the way. I'm a little embarrassed about that. But I'm not embarrassed about standing up for myself.
Sometimes when you're dealing with other people, you can do this slump thing in order to not look as intimidating to them.
Oh, really?
So that what you'll find is that when you're trying to not be intimidating to somebody, mm-hmm. that you'll slump. Hmm. So it's kind of body language.
Well, anyway.
I forgive you.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Go and said no more.
I don't.
But I am pleased with my performance. I mean, obviously, there's always things that can be changed, but not backing down when they told me to leave and asking a bunch of questions over and over again. And of course, I had a Damo and Pete backing me up with video cameras.
Right.
And so we put that online, and 1-800-259-9231 is the number. But my point being that somebody made a comment on Facebook about that video saying that watching videos like that, and there are a lot of them. Yeah, there are a lot of them coming out of New Hampshire mm-hmm. that are like that. Inspires them to
right
want
on.
To actually do something and stand up for themselves. 800-259-9231. It just takes that one person to start. And I'll give you another example of that here in a moment from the 420 celebration earlier this week. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control.
Extend your life with the
Centovite. Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years, and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928 928- 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's SACL, CAI, toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and get you the features there for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Archives are there. If you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're right there for you, and they're totally free, going all the way back to late 2006. All of it there free at freetalklive.com. Now, the biggest freedom-themed event of 2011 is happening in approximately 2 months from today, June 20th through the 26th. It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, put on by the Free State Project. It happens once a year, every year, here in beautiful New Hampshire, specifically the White Mountains of New Hampshire, which is just an incredible location at which to be, and you'll be surrounded by hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. Free Talk Live will be there broadcasting live every single night, and there's going to be all kinds of things to do there. Everything from your typical campground style, you know, campfires, parties, those sort of things that that would happen. But also special family fun events will be happening. Live musical performances. The Soapbox Idol contest, which has been very popular in the past, where they open up the mic, I think, for 3-minute segments or something like that, where somebody can just basically rant about whatever it is they want. And then at the end, there's a judging of some sort. There's selected judges that decide who was the best. And I guess a prize is awarded. There's also Miss Porcupole, which is coming back. The pole dancing contest at Buzz's Bigger Gay Dance Party this year. So all kinds
of things. And a man won last year.
That's right.
So it's not,
Doug.
You know, don't be afraid that Doug Scribner. So don't
he
be
looked
afraid
awesome
that,
in that sash, too.
That you're not going to have a chance. You guys
I don't have a chance.
Can get up on that pole. I was looking at you, but really.
Right. Yeah. We all know.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. Don't miss out. Go to porkfest.com to get registered. You can use our discount code, which is Free Talk Live without any spaces, to register now over at Porkfest, PORCFEST.com. Look forward to seeing you there. We were talking about people standing up for themselves and acting like free people and not being afraid anymore of what might happen.
Like you have value, like you're worth defending.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But it's not easy.
No.
It's not easy. I mean, we started out talking about Evan Emery, this 21-year-old guy who made a kind of a raunchy video with some footage of some kids. He kind of used a little bit of deception to make the video, but he's going to jail as a result of taking a plea bargain because he didn't stand up for himself. He didn't...
It gets easier to stand up for yourself, though, if you start somewhere.
If you start standing up somewhere,
yeah.
You mean?
Yeah,
I agree.
It does.
It gets addictive at a certain point.
And it's empowering and... And,
like, I'm out on bail right now because I've been arrested three times in the last year.
For civil disobedience.
Yeah, for doing civil disobedience. And so there are a lot of times when I would like to get arrested again. Like, I would like to just push it all the way. Like, the video I was talking about before over at freekeen.com, it's called, the article's called Cameras Banned from Courtroom Trial. Had I not been out on bail three times, I probably would have gone ahead and pushed that all the way to them arresting me for having, you know, being the press and being in a public courtroom. But I'm already out on bail that many times. And so because I'm so used to standing up for myself, it really, really sucks when I feel like, damn it, I've got all these responsibilities and I just can't violate the bail again and possibly be put in jail till who knows when as a result of that. But it does get addictive when you start standing up for yourself. However, if more than one person stands up for themselves, then it becomes really powerful from a larger perspective. It's very personally empowering to do it for yourself.
Right.
But if you're all alone, the state will crush you. I mean, there's a very good odds that you will be crushed if you do not have people who are on your side, who are backing you up, who are also similarly standing up in different ways.
And the caller earlier mentioned civil rights, where, you know, I don't know how he got that the Kennedys, you know, gave us civil liberties. But anyway.
Well, he was pointing out during which administrations and which politicians.
Yes.
I mean, you know, a lot of people lionize politicians.
Right. People like to, you know, herald Rosa Parks, the woman who refused to get out of her seat for a white man on a bus, and she's great. I'm not discounting what she did, but she did it in the context of other people were doing similar things at the same time. So she wasn't, it was more difficult to pick her off.
Well, history singled her out, but she wasn't alone, is what you're saying.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
So not being alone is really important, and that's where the Porcupine Freedom Festival, coming up to New Hampshire, experiencing what it's like to be around other liberty-minded people, many of them who are standing up in different ways and who are very inspiring, that can help. And that was what I was talking about, is how somebody made a comment on one of these videos on Facebook saying that these videos really help them. It helps them feel like they should do this too. It gives them the inspiration to want to step up, because you're beating the path. You're showing people the way. You're showing them that things aren't as bad as they could be. Like, even when things do happen, that the state does aggress against somebody who stands up, the consequences aren't always as bad as people might imagine them to be, I guess is what I'm saying.
Right. You stood in front of a cop car, and at this point, nothing has happened.
You know, you're right about that, Mark. I'm still not sure where the hell that's going to go. I'm out on bail on those charges, and it's been, you know, coming up this summer, it'll be a year since that arrest.
You were going to tell another story.
Right. So another example of people standing up for themselves. This past week, it was a 420 celebration, a rally. Over 250 people were gathered out in front of the State House in Concord. We talked about this in detail earlier this week. But there was one point at which people started going inside the State House. So this was different. This is something that did not happen last year.
This is when y'all went and sang, right?
That's correct. People went inside the State House, kind of walked around the whole place, and the bureaucrats were they didn't know what to do. People walked around the whole State House. Much singing was done in the lobby after people kind of walked around the State House once. But I was asking myself, well, who was it that started that? Because you know it was one person, right? It was one person.
It was Richard, wasn't it? Only?
Richard? No, he wrote the songs. He's not even here in New Hampshire.
Right.
He's
gone temporarily. One person that started it on Wednesday.
The question was, who was the person who started the people walking into the State House? It had to be one person who did that. And it's true. I was reviewing some of the footage, and it's all been posted over at freekeen.com of the 420 celebrations. And there was a guy, I didn't even recognize him. I don't know if he's a Free Stater or if he's just like a native Granite Stater or if he's even from New Hampshire. I don't know. Just some guy was like, hey, what do you think? We should go inside. And there was kind of some back and forth between a couple of people on this. And this guy was kind of just rallying the crowd to go in. And as soon as that guy started walking up the steps, people followed him. And then before you know it, you've got 152, maybe 200 people walking through the State House. Throngs of people just filling the entire State House. And all because of one person who decided to take it to the next level, so to speak.
Now, I saw the footage of the chalking of the cop that was upset that people were writing innocuous messages on the ground and it's going to be washed away with water, you know, rain or whatever. But and this is the mud season here, so it'll be gone in a day or two. But you're defacing supposedly property.
What do you think about that?
I think it's pathetic.
But the footage
I thought was great.
That's another example of what
absolutely,
we're talking about.
Absolutely.
Here.
I thought the footage was fantastic. And I did notice that there were Jason Talley did that video, and there were a bunch of people who he filmed that I didn't recognize. And you know,
Crowd.
Yeah.
The whole crowd. You unfortunately you weren't able to make it, but The crowd was approximately, I would say, 75% people I didn't recognize.
Yeah, that's awesome. Meaning, if you don't recognize them, then they're most likely New Hampshire natives or
correct.
Coming from, you know, outside or whatever. So
you know, the video you're talking about is also over at freekeen.com. You have to scroll down the page a little bit, but it's called State House Security Cop Blocked Over Chalking.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great example of how multiple activists being in the same place with video cameras mm-hmm. can really change how something goes.
Because Kat Cannon got arrested for that back.
People have been arrested for chalking. You're right.
Like
so
that.
The security agent comes out. He starts talking to this young guy who, I didn't recognize him, but he clearly knew what he was doing when it mm-hmm. came to dealing with the police. Because the cop was said something like, "Do you have your ID?" And the guy answered in the affirmative, which you certainly don't have to tell them whether you do or not. You don't have to answer their questions at all. But like his immediate response to that was, "Am I being detained? Mm-hmm. Am I under arrest?" I mean, this guy knew exactly how to respond to the cop. And then, of course, Jason Talley from CDEvolution.org is right there with his camera this whole time. He starts in on asking questions, mm-hmm. and then he keys up on his radio to say, "Hey, there's this cop." His two-way radio say, "There's this cop that's harassing the chalkers." I heard that call, came over there. I called over a demo. We had two more video cameras on the scene within moments. I started coming up to this guy, looking him straight in the eyes and asking him, like, "Why would you do that? Why would you call the police?"
Mm-hmm.
And he just kind of slinks off, and then Adamo's like, "What's your name, dude?" And he just kind of disappears into the crowd at that point. Cops never came, by the way. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
As a small business owner, everyone keeps telling me that I need to communicate with my customers more often, but who has the time or the budget to launch a new marketing effort? I'm working hard enough just doing what I know how to do.
At iContact.com, we understand the challenges and pressures facing millions of small business owners. But if you're not using email marketing, you risk losing existing customers and prospects. iContact email marketing lets you easily communicate with your customers, find new prospects, and start accelerating your business growth. And now, our small business email marketing solution is absolutely free. Not a free trial, just free. How many other companies will help you grow your business for absolutely free? Visit iContact.com today. That's the letter I, contact.com, and start using email marketing that gets results. No more excuses. Visit iContact.com. That's the letter I, contact.com, and start growing your business today. iContact.com. Email marketing for everyone.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion. Fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Toll free and bring up whatever you'd like at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you would like to help support this program, you may do so by shopping with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com, and that'll take you to a page in which you can choose a link for the appropriate Amazon for your country. Maybe you're listening overseas in the UK. There's one there for you. Germany, Canada, we've got those links. And, of course, the U.S. Amazon as well. You click in through the appropriate link, and then Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase. It's the same great Amazon with the same great prices and customer service and everything that you're used to from Amazon. It's just that you're entering through our portal, and so they're sending us a cut of their profits for sending them the business. So go and get your shopping done at shop.freetalklive.com. However, if you're looking for gold and silver, you don't want to go through the shop link.
Yeah, we have gold.freetalklive.com for that. You can go get gold or silver, a bunch of hand-picked coins that I've picked out myself. I added a new one, as a matter of fact, the Campaign for Liberty quarter-ounce gold coin. $100 of the purchase goes directly to the Campaign for Liberty. They are working in conjunction with Midas Resources, and there's all kinds of others there that are intended to be coins that you can readily get gold and silver into your hands. It's not about bullion where you're trying, numismatics where you're trying to get collector's coins or anything like that. These are coins that you're going to have possession of the metal, and when the time comes to sell it, you'll have made a bundle, because gold and silver keeps going up. It seems to me that it's going to continue to go up. As a matter of fact, you can go check out the Mises Silver Round. It's a beautiful one there at gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, we go back to your phone calls about whatever you want. Dan is listening in Indy to WXNT. Hello, Dan.
Hello, how are you tonight?
Just super. What's on your mind?
Great. Well, I'm an older gentleman. I'm a retired CPA with a national international firm, and some of the things that I see happening now do concern me a great deal.
Hmm.
One of the things is the reach of the government, and I can't say whether these people are conspiratorial or not, but what I can say is the effect of what they're doing. For instance, the Tea Party have a legitimate issue related to our debt. Very legitimate.
Sure.
Wait, who's debt?
Well,
the United States debt.
Oh, okay. Not mine, because I don't have any.
No.
And I don't think it's your debt either, right?
Well, you do if you're part of the United States.
Well, what am I?
You got a piece of the $14 trillion.
How is that? Am I part of the United States?
You're part of the United States of America. Yeah, aren't
How
you?
Do you know? What evidence do you have that I'm part of the United States? Do you know what the United States is?
Yeah, it's a confederation of states within the American continent.
Okay.
American continent, there isn't a Are you talking about, you're including Mexico and Canada?
Well, okay, so
I'm giving you the geographical place where the states are.
So here's the point that they're trying to make without being so sublime.
Sublime means beautiful. What's wrong with being sublime?
I was going to do my point, but go ahead, Mark.
What I was trying to do is make my point.
Go ahead, make your point.
Well, hold on. I want to. I'll let
we
you get
define
to
our terms,
I'll
everybody.
You, right. I'll let you get to that, but I want to make sure that we're all on the same page as far as what things mean. I don't owe any of that money because I'm not part of the United States. The United States is the federal government, and I'm not a part of it. I want nothing to do with them. I did not authorize them to take my money from me, and I do not give them permission to spend money in my name. And so, therefore, it's not my debt. And Michelle, I don't think it's yours.
It's not mine.
Mark, do you hold any of that?
I don't claim that debt. Okay. It certainly doesn't belong to my child.
Just
I can tell
so
you
we're
that.
Clear. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, thank you. You make a very good point. My thoughts are the Tea Party movement trying to make a legitimate point about the debt of the United States, even though it's not part of yours, but it could be devastating to our country, and how they're demagogued, and at the same time the government supports unions who are very visceral now, I think, in their complaints against the Tea Party, etc. And I get very concerned about the slaves of the United States.
Wait one second. I want to make sure that we use the right term here. It's not unions. It's public sector unions. I realize there aren't very many private sector unions left out there. But if somebody wants to join some club, and that club has to do with making better, conditions to work at
well,
your...
I will correct you further. I would
Go
say
ahead.
Labor union also, as an example, Boeing wanted to move their plant to manufacture their new Airbus to South Carolina because it's a right-to-work state.
Okay.
And the Federal Labor Relations Board said they couldn't. They had to keep it in Washington State.
Certainly, unions will attempt to use the federal government, in the same way companies will, as a bludgeon to get what they want. And I think that that's wrong. But what's going on right now, mostly in the news, are public sector unions.
Fine.
Go ahead.
But I have a big problem with them demagoguing and the visceralness of their demonstrations against the Tea Party movement.
Yep.
The other point I have, and you were talking about slavery and slaves, to me, the slaves are the people who are dependent upon the government. And I think we're now into a 55 or 60% of the people get some
form. Sir, do you have children?
I have five.
You have four five?
Four of whom are CPAs, and one is in the medical field.
It's a calculating family.
Did you homeschool them?
No.
No? Did they go to private school?
They went to public school.
So you're one of those slaves that was dependent upon the United States government and suck the pit there because it behooves you.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
I did give them a public education in the car when I was traveling to and from home to take them to school to tell them about economics and politics.
Okay, but you just got through doing an us and them, and I just think it's really important to, define your terms correctly.
Okay.
And you said that the slaves are the people that are dependent upon the government, and you, sir, depended upon the government to educate your children, who are now accountants, so that they can go do people's tax forms. Woo!
No, we did. I was an auditor and did SEC work. So, but what I'm trying to make is I'm trying to get away from a philosophical top 2% thinking into a practical situation.
We got the wrong girl. Then I'll let Mark handle it.
In which the government is controlling many more people from the standpoint of them being dependent upon the government.
There's no doubt that when
there's no doubt that when
you're getting a check from the state, there are a lot of strings that come along attached.
And certainly the worst people, you just can't do any better for yourself.
Certainly those people are basically folks who have they've enslaved themselves further than the average slave.
But it goes back to the us-them thing and the government pinning us against each other. So this man who pays taxes is an upstanding citizen. His children are all educated. He doesn't get a welfare check. So he resents, via the Tea Party, those people who are getting a welfare check, and the people that are getting a welfare check.
Well, no, he was calling them slaves. I think he has a certain level of sympathy for these folks.
I mean, I do.
You don't resent someone you call a slave.
Okay.
Yeah. And I will have to tell you, I am biased toward the capitalistic system because I wasn't born with a silver spoon, worked hard in that particular system. I think all systems crank out good and bad answers, whether it be socialism, capitalism, whatever ism, it will crank out good and bad answers. My point is capitalism cranks out far more good solutions and fewer bad solutions than the other isms.
I'll take that one on. The fact is we're being rigorous about our definitions here, and I think capitalism is a term that, although the dictionary definition, I would agree with you, it's the usage. A lot of people will call something, will call what we have today capitalism, and what we have today
mercantilism,
mercantilism, corporatism, perhaps fascism. The fact is that Mussolini called fascism a combining of the sort of business and government, and that's what we have today. So a lot of people would say that capitalism's bad, and I'd have to agree with them when what they're talking about is what we have today or something that we've had in the past or something like that. Capitalism, to me, is the free market.
Yeah, I would say that the free market is not just capitalism, but it includes capitalism in all other manner of whatever social organization or financial organization you'd like. And I think it's the free market is what leads towards the most prosperity. Wouldn't you agree, Dan?
Yeah, I do, but I may be a heretic here, but I'm maybe a little more practical than you individuals there. I think you guys should be Rousseau in the back room writing the book on the purity of the particular form of government, and I would be the implementer from, let's say, a Patton or a Rommel or somebody implementing the plan.
Oh,
well, I don't want any government, so I'd rather you not.
Well, where I was going, you guys are at the top of the pyramid with your philosophical, very philosophical.
Oh,
I don't know philosophy, except there's no hitting
really
and no threatening.
To laugh about this.
No hitting and no threatening to hit. Those are the only philosophies I've got.
You know, the only thing that I really disagree with you on is the idea that we aren't slaves because we don't take a welfare check. I think that those people have enslaved themselves further. They're maybe deeper level slaves. So to speak, they're more.
So you would say I'm a slave. But
yes, sir.
I was let's say a higher slave. I was a Roman slave inside their house. Scrubbing your back, and I had a higher position.
I wouldn't draw that analogy. I would just simply say that everyone is a slave who's beholden to a master that can take their money from them and their work from them,
yep,
and their labor and the fruits of their labor. And thank you for the call. I appreciate it. But you can stop being a slave by simply standing up and saying no more and refusing to obey. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is next.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.